This is URN.
So basically, a Marks and Spencer's store in Nottingham put up a display that was kind of branded as sexist by a lot of people. It branded like women's clothing as must have fancy little knickers, and the women's display had lots of women, like female models, in like very skimpy little clothes, and then the men right next to the women were in suits. And there was another phrase that said must have outfits to impress. Feminists across Nottingham have branded the outfit as grossly offensive and suggested that it was sexist and vomit inducing. A campaigner altered the window so it read full human rights instead of knickers. M&S said the displays were part of a wider campaign that featured a variety of must-haves. Included in that campaign was a picture of model David Gandy, like, I think, with washing up gloves, like showing that he's washing up, kind of showing that men can be in the home. But again, he was dressed in a suit, and there was massive uproar around this topic and the fact that it showed like very sexist, had very sexist like underlying issues. Women around.
So basically, the main issue for this is the men were in suits, the women were in underwear. And, well, I mean, we were saying before this that you would think that people would think, people would realise that this is going to cause controversy and it's not acceptable anymore. We've had the Me Too movement, we've had all sorts going on. And, I mean, to an extent, we were saying before the mics came back on that, was this done on purpose? Like, does everybody here believe that it was done on purpose?
Well, my honest belief is that it's not sexist. Like, I honestly think, looking in the wider range, there was also, in the same shop, there was a display that said must have, but it was women's clothing, like full clothing. Mm. I honestly don't think it's sexist. I think they just, like, I just think they didn't really think about it. I just think there wasn't much thought putting into it.
I mean, a lot of people say men should be men, women should be women, but is women in underwear being women being women, like, is that all we're kind of boiled down to?
I kind of half agree with the fact that I don't think it's it was not intentionally sexist, but it is sexist. Like, it wasn't an intentional move, but if you're putting must-haves, it was just so stupid. Why did you put, if you had just taken away those two lines, it already would have been a better advert, because it wouldn't have had anything to do with this is what a man must have and this is what a woman must have, because that really is, oh look, we can sell ourselves with our bodies, whereas men, they get all the, you know, the business suits. They've taken out, honestly, those words. I don't think it would have had the same effect.
I just think they could have put suits and something else. I could have paired it differently. I just don't think suits and underwear are,
like, if they put underwear and underwear, like men in underwear and women in underwear, it'd be fine,
because I mean, everybody loves new underwear.
It is very, like, come on. Like, it'd be weird the other way around if it was a man in, like, basically naked and it said, like, fancy little, like, boxes or something, which is just a bit strange, and then a woman in full, like, a full, like, suit jacket and everything.
I mean, but this is the thing. I feel like as a society we expect to see, like, it feels less odd. Like, people are picking up on it now, but it feels less odd to see a man in a suit and a woman in her underwear, because that's kind of how, you know, through culture, like in the 50s and everything, and that was how it was portrayed. But actually, yeah, you just saying that, like, thinking about it, I would look at an advert of a woman fully dressed and a man in a pair of boxers as, like, the most bizarre thing I'd ever seen.
What frustrates me most is that I watched good old Piers on Good Morning Britain just on this piece, because I was really just wanted to see how on earth he would defend it. And he was saying, he was basically making the argument that no one would make a fuss if it had been a man in his boxers, which partly I don't think is, I mean, maybe there wouldn't have been as much of a fuss made, yeah. But the point is not the fact that no one would make a fuss about it. The point is that that would not have happened. Mm. And that's what a lot of men fail to get, is they go, oh, but reverse it. But there's a reason why it's not reversed. There's a reason why it doesn't happen.
And the reason we make a fuss, the reason people make a fuss, is because there is a history of it happening.
Exactly.
It's, there's a history of, you know, women kind of being designated to being just, you know, the sexy person in the corner, or like the housewife or whatever. And I'm not saying like underwear makes you housewife, but like, you know, that kind of like men in suit going out to work and women's just like, oh, look,
like,
pretty.
Because there is a history, like, men haven't across history been like kind of pushed down because of their gender. Like, it's the whole thing. Like, the fact that men say this, you're like, yeah, but because you don't have, like, the pay gap. You don't have... You know,
like, if it happened...
Making, like, women don't make excuses for, like with the underwear thing in Ireland about a judge, like, holding up a girl's underwear and excusing her rape. And then she was... The guy was acquitted, and you're just like... And she killed herself. But you would never have that kind of thing, like... It's not like it doesn't. It count. It's not the same thing. It hasn't existed for men.
Also, they're shouting about. A lot of men shout about reverse sexism, but it's all theoretical. I find 90% of the time they're like, oh, but if it were the other way around, all those people who go, oh, but you know. If a woman... I read something recently. It was like, if a woman went into a man's bathroom... No, that was the right wrong. It was something like, oh, a woman's more likely to be acquitted in a sexual misconduct trial because she's a woman. And it was like... That may be true, that might be good, but the number of male sexual misconduct cases there are compared to female, that is where the problem lies. You know, you can't just on one judge who decides to acquit the small minority of women that are committing these offences, because it is men that are committing these offences.
But I think, like, back on the advert with the whole, even just like putting women and men into their stereotypical roles, I don't think there's any issue with women or men wanting to fill those roles at all. Like, if you want to, like, not even be a housewife, like, if you want to be a housewife, if you want to run your own home, if you want to like look sexy for your husband and everything, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just think the issue is the advert didn't leave a lot of room for anything else. It was just like, this is what you are.
I don't know. I still don't feel that moved that it's sexist. Like, I am very passionate about gender roles and things like that, and like, I would consider myself a feminist, but I just don't think this is that big an issue. I think honestly they just were just trying to show their must-haves of the season. Like, there was another display on the side of the store that had must-haves, and then it was all women fully dressed.
But it wasn't in the windows.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think perhaps it just was an oversight. I honestly think they were just like, okay, what are must-haves? What's going to get attention? This underwear looks good. Those suits look good.
But maybe that is the sexist thing that they were thinking. Right, so a guy looks good in a suit, and a girl looks good in her underwear. Like, instead of thinking, all right, a girl would look good.
I mean, we don't know. Just play devil's advocate and kind of agree with you. We don't know if they did market research. I mean, maybe they've looked at what sells the most for each gender at this time, and it happens to be, I mean, especially with Black Friday sales, as we were talking about, if you can get a suit for cheaper, you know, a lot of men are going to get a suit for cheaper because they're so expensive. And I mean, the same can kind of apply to women, and maybe they've just thought
underwear's
very expensive, and so maybe they just looked at, I'm not saying they did, I don't know, but maybe they looked at what sold or what sells the most for each gender, and they decided to advertise that. But I mean, it's just very unfortunate if that is the case, that what came out of that.
I do think it's also worth saying that, in a kind of also with your point as well, is that to focus on, I completely think it's completely wrong, and I'm glad that someone has called it up, but I do sometimes think focusing on things like that do detract from the bigger issues, and that is quite a big problem of the moment. Mm-hmm. That, you know, people call out sexism so quickly over things that are actually quite trivial. Not, I don't think this is trivial at all. I actually think it was really important to be brought up, but I can understand how that maybe would detract, for example, from this girl's rape case, which was really high in the news beforehand. So I do kind of understand that point.
I feel like there are people who look for issues and look for problems.
Yeah, and I think Marks and Spencer definitely weren't being, like, they weren't trying to be sexist.
But no one really tries to be.
No, that's true.
But I think that also, when it comes to like marketing, like, but then again, that is going back to the point of our marketing team starting to do this on purpose, just towing the line so that there'll be controversy and more sales.
This might sound sexist, I don't mean it to, but I don't know, but maybe potentially the marketing teams are still dominated by men, to an extent, who aren't, it's not them trying to be sexist, it's them not necessarily understanding or having as much awareness of it, especially if they're from an older generation. We're a very, 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 very politically aware generation in comparison, I think. And I think we're so concerned with being PC, and I feel like some older generations just don't have that same feeling. And if marketing teams are dominated by, you know, slightly older people or by men who just don't necessarily understand women's you know, quite so well as a woman would, which is understandable, then, you know, that's also probably another reason. It's not an intentional being, like, it's not them intentionally being sexist, it's just a lack of understanding.
It's kind of institutional sexism.
Yeah.
In that sense, that sort of, that's maybe where we should, if that is the case, that's, which it probably is, that's where we should also be looking. And actually, maybe that's, this advert's highlighted that as well.